This morning, House Speaker Paul Ryan joined other politicians, Republicans and Democrats alike, in condemning Donald Trump's comments about keeping Muslims from entering the country. Ryan said Trump's words are not what the U.S. or the Republican Party stands for.
There are Muslims serving right here in the House, working every day to uphold and to defend the Constitution. Some of our best and biggest allies in this struggle and fight against radical Islamic terror are Muslims. The vast, 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 vast majority of whom are peaceful.
Ryan responding there to Donald Trump's call for a total ban on Muslims coming into the U.S. Here he is at a rally yesterday reading from a statement that he posted online.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Joining us now to talk about this is Paris Denard here, now political analyst and a GOP strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And what was your reaction when you heard Trump's comments?
I mean, I can't say that I'm surprised. I think Donald Trump speaks his mind. He has been consistent in his opinion on foreign policy as it relates to immigration reform, which is the major point of his candidacy. And so it's not surprising to have him say this. And it also is similar to the sentiments of Senator Cruz and Senator Paul in relation to how they feel about Muslims or immigrants coming into the country. And so there's a fraction of the party who feels very strongly about this immigration issue.
How big of a fraction of the party? How much of the base believes this or beyond the base?
That's a very good point. I mean, look, the proof is in the pudding as it relates to the polls. And right now, Real Clear Politics average shows that Donald Trump is still up and still leading. But also, it's not just the Republican base. And I would say it's the conservative wing of the base. But you have some that are libertarians who feel this way or are very concerned about this immigration or lack thereof. And there's also some extreme liberals, if you will, who feel that they're not sure if we should be the world's police. They're war-weary. They look at the situation that happened in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Egypt, Crimea, Libya, and say, you know what? I don't know if we should be the world's police. And when you have ISIS in America, that's what happened in San Bernardino, you have a lot of people who are saying, wait a minute, there's something that needs to be done in the wake of a feckless foreign policy that was headed up by President Obama and Secretary Clinton.
But there are people that are saying that what Donald Trump is suggesting, ban on all people based on their religion, is similar to even what Adolf Hitler did. I want to play a clip of Donald Trump being asked about that very thing here on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos.
Sure.
No, because what I'm doing is no different than what FDR's solution for Germans, Italians, Japanese, you know, many years ago.
So you're for internment camps?
This is a president who was highly respected by all. He did the same thing. If you look at what he was doing, it was far worse.
How much of a risk to the Republican Party, the Republican brand, is what Trump is doing here?
It depends on who you're asking. If you're asking the supporters who have Trump leading in all of the polls, early polls, it's not a risk to the brand. If you ask the party establishment and you ask people like who have come out to condemn it, like Governor Christie, who said this is what people say when they have no experience, or Lindsey Graham, who called on every presidential candidate to condemn his remarks, or you know, even Jim Gilmore and Senator Rubio have come out and said it was offensive and outlandish, and Gilmore actually said it drives away minorities from the party. So you ask those who are running against Trump, and they will tell you that it's a great threat because they're looking more towards the general election than they are towards the GOP primary. Because at the end of the day, the GOP primary is what we're competing in right now, and Donald Trump is leading in all of the polls. And so somebody is in a group of people, and right now it's the majority, are leading towards Donald Trump and what he says. And we'll see how it lasts and if his numbers go down after this. But so far, every single thing that he said that has been sort of outlandish, his base of supporters have stuck with him and actually have grown.
Do you think that will continue? Do you think that he will be the nominee of the party?
I think that if the trends stay the way they will, he has a great shot at being the nominee. And a lot of establishment Republicans and insiders are starting to take the quote-unquote threat of a Donald Trump candidacy very seriously. That's why you see this total comprehensive strategy of getting Trump out of the picture. But this is one thing that they do know. Real Clear Politics average poll in a general election matchup, Clinton 46.8%, Trump 43.6%. So as of right now, he's not going to win the general.
That's Paris Denard, here now, political analyst and a GOP strategist. Paris, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
It's always my pleasure.